Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1. Chapter 4. What's the text number?
10:28:29.
Drita vratena himaya chandamsi purvo gnaya manita nirvyalikena grihitam chanushasanam bharata vyapadeshena yam na yartascha pradarshitaha Rishite yatra dharmadi Sri Shudrabhir apyuta. I have under strict disciplinary vows unpretentiously worshipped the Vedas, the spiritual master, and the altar of sacrifice. I have also abided by the rulings and have shown the import of disciplined succession through the explanation of the Mahabharata, of which even women, Shudras, and others, friends of the twice born, can see the path of religion.
Zavjetovan strogoj disciplini i bez pretvaranja, obožavao sam Vede, duhovne učitelje i žrtveni oltar. Pritom sam se vladao prema normama i ukazao na važnost učeničkog nasljeđa, sastavivši Mahabharatu, zahvaljujući koje čak i žene, šudre i drugi, prijatelji dvaput rođenih, mogu da vide put religije.
Purport, no one can understand the import of the Vedas without having undergone a strict disciplinary vow and disciplined succession. The Vedas, spiritual masters, and sacrificial fire must be worshipped by the desiring candidate. All these intricacies of Vedic knowledge are systematically presented in the Mahabharata for the understanding of the women class, the labor class, and the unqualified members of the Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya families. In this age, the Mahabharata is more essential than the original Vedas.
Nitko ne može shvatiti smisao Veda ukoliko se nije podvrgao strogoj disciplini i prihvati učeničko nasljeđe. Onaj tko želi shvatiti Vede, mora da obožavati same Vede, duhovnog učitelja i žrtvenu vatru. Završeno vedsko znanje je sistematizirano u Mahabharati kako bi mogli da ga shvate staleži žena, radnika i nedostojnih članova porodice Brahmana, Kshatriya i Vaishya. Mahabharata je u ovom dobu važnija od izvornih Veda.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budaya Srimadeva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschya Dhyade Siddharane. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vedais Chasavara Aham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krid Veda Vid Eva Chaha, that by all the Vedas I am to be known.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, ja sam cilj svih Veda.
Because the Vedas give an opportunity for gradual purification of consciousness.
Jer Vede nam daju mogućnost postupnog pročišćenja svjesnosti.
In the beginning, the Vedas try to point out the path of religiosity.
I na početku Vede ukazuju na put religioznosti.
Religiosity comes from the word reg in Latin, to regulate or discipline.
Religiozno dolazi od latinske riječi reg, što znači regulirati.
The conditioned soul is influenced by the mind and the senses. Material mind and senses.
Uvjetovane duše su pod utjecajem nečistog uma i čula.
This is known as vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udra pasa vegam, etan vegam yo vishihetadira Sarvam apiman prativim sashusha. One has to learn to control the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the forces of the anger, the forces of the tongue, the belly, and the genitals.
Osoba treba naučiti da kontrolira nagone uma, govora, strmuha spolnih organa i jezika.
Or as Krishna says, shakno dihaiva yaksho dun, praksharira vimokshana, kamakrodo vivande gansiyukta sasakinara. That one who can shakno dihaiva yaksho dun, that one who control the forces of shakno dihaiva yaksho dun, praksharira vimokshana, kamakrodo vivande gansiyukta sasakinara. That Shaknoti Haiva means that one is able to control the forces of anger and check the force of desire. He is a yogi and he becomes happy in this world.
Onaj koji može kontrolirati nagone gnjeva i svoje želje, on je yogi i dostiže sreću u ovom svijetu.
First Krishna says, Yehi shan sparsha boga dukayone evate adyantavanta kuntiya nate shu ramate buddha. An intelligent person doesn't take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the senses, with their objects. Oh, Sena Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise person doesn't delight in them.
Can you do a sentence like a sentence?
An intelligent person, one who doesn't take part in the sources of misery.
One koji ne uzima učešće u izvorima nevolja,
which are born of contact with the senses, with their objects.
Koji su rođeni od kontakta naših čula sa njihovim objektima.
Oh, Sena Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end.
O Kunti, sine, takva zadovoljstva imaju svoj početak i kraj.
So the wise person doesn't delight in them.
Tako da mudra osoba ne nalazi uživanje u njima.
In other words, happiness in the material world means to satisfy our desires.
Sreća u materijalnom svijetu je namenjena da zadovolji naše želje.
The senses, they're dictating, and when their dictation is satisfied, we feel a sense of satisfaction.
Čula nam daju naredbe i kada mi ispunimo te naredbe, onda čula osjeća zadovoljstvo.
And the absence of the, as Krishna says, burning like fire, when the fire goes down a little bit, we feel refreshed.
I kada je jako goreća vatra, i ako se vatra malo smanji, onda mi osjećamo neko osvježenje.
And we take that as a kind of happiness.
I mi to prihvatimo kao neku vrstu sreće.
The senses are demanding, and when we meet the demands of the senses, we consider that happiness.
Znači, čula zahtijevaju svoje i kada mi ispunimo njihove zahtjeve, mi onda doživljavamo sreću.
And when we can't satisfy the demands of the senses, we feel frustrated, angry.
I kada ne možemo zadovoljiti ono što nam čula nalažu, mi se osjećamo frustrirani i gnjevni.
And if we can gratify the senses, then we feel a kind of greed to get more of that sense gratification.
I ako zadovoljimo svoje čula, onda dobijamo još više pohlepe da i zadovoljavamo još više i više.
In any case, sense happiness is just a kind of relieving suffering.
Znači,
the happiness of the gratifying the senses is just relieving our suffering temporarily.
Zadovoljavanje naših čula samo privremeno, kako da kažem, olakšava našu patnju.
But the Vedas therefore regulate the sense activities.
Ali Vede reguliraju aktivnost čula.
Instead of smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day,
umjesto pušenja 10 kutija cigara dnevno,
then smoke 5 packs and gradually eliminate the smoking by reducing.
I trebalo bi smanjiti, znači, pušenje na 5 kutija i na takav način smanjiti prije nego što se prekine s pušenjem.
If one is smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day, one will think, without the 5 packs I can't live.
To je 5 kutija cigara i ja mogu živjeti s tim.
Cigarette.
You said 5 packs.
Oh, but
one pack is 20 cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Too much. Maharaj je rekao 5 kutija, on je rekao 5 kutija, tak sam ja to preveo. Ali on zapravo htio da kaže 5 cigareta.
No. I meant 5 packs.
You 5 packs, okay. 5 kutija cigareta.
Yes, 5 packs. So if we come down to four packs, we'll notice we're still alive.
I onda smanjimo na četiri kutije cigara I vidimo još smo uvijek živi.
And even if we only smoke one pack, we're still alive.
I čak ako pušimo jednu kutiju cigara, vidimo da smo živi još uvijek.
As a matter of fact, we could probably notice, we could probably start to breathe. But the mind, the senses, they say, no, it's not possible, you can't live without
this.
But then after one regulates the senses, using one's intelligence,
I konačno osoba može regulirati svoja čula koristeći svoju inteligenciju.
Then one finds that actually the senses in mind what they're dictating is not real.
I onda shvatimo da ono što nam čula nalažu nije zapravo realno.
And the Vedas point out a process by which we can do something positive.
Vede nam ukazuje na proces pomoću kojega možemo učiniti nešto pozitivno.
Maybe get clean, breathe cleaner air, go out into the country.
Možda da udišemo svježi zrak ako odemo negdje u prirodu.
Perform pranayama.
Da izvodimo pranayamu.
Do some exercise.
Da vršimo neke vježbe.
Eat organic food.
Da jedemo ekološku hranu.
Try to be charitable to people.
Da ljudima dajemo milostinju.
So they point out how to do activities which are would be considered to be pious, positive activities.
Znači, Veda nam ukazuje da činimo aktivnosti koje su pobožne I pozitivne.
So this is just like the neophyte devotee.
Kao na primjer, to je baš kao bhakti početnici.
In the beginning, one approaches Krishna out of suffering.
Na početku prilaze Krishna zbog patnje.
I'm Krishna, I'm suffering, please help me.
O, Krishna, ja patim, molim te, pomozi mi.
So Krishna says you're suffering because you're doing things that are causing you to suffer.
I onda Krishna kaže ti patiš zato što činiš stvari koje te uzrokuju patnju.
It's not that Krishna has to put up his hand and wave it around and you don't suffer anything.
Nije to da Krishna digne svoju ruku malo makne I kaže evo sad više ne patiš.
No, Krishna says if you stop hitting your foot with a hammer, your foot will feel a lot better.
Krishna kaže, ako prestaješ da se lupaš čekićem po stopalu, onda ćeš osjećati, svoj stopalo će se osjećati mnogo bolje.
Oh, what profound wisdom Krishna speaks.
Oh, kako uzvišena mudrost koju Krishna govori.
So similarly, the very activities that people think are the cause of their happiness are actually the cause of their suffering.
Zapravo baš te aktivnosti koje su uzrok ljudske patnje, ljudi ih prihvaćaju kao uzrok njihove sreće.
Intoxication, illicit sex, meeting, gambling. This is what people live for. This is their life.
Intoksikacija, kockanje, greš, seksualni život. To je ljudi jednostavno, to je njihov život, oni žive za to.
They think it's a holiday to take the family out to McDonald's.
Oni misle da je praznik kada uzmete obitelj I odvedete u McDonald's.
Therefore, if one is a little enlightened, what actually they're eating.
I onaj koji malo prosvetljen može vidjeti što oni zapravo jedu.
McDonald's, they take thousands, hundreds, tens of thousands of animals and they crush them.
U McDonald'su jednostavno ubijaju na hiljade I hiljade, desetine hiljada životinja I tamo ih ubijaju.
All different parts of the animal.
I koriste sve različite dijelove.
An animal that died suffering.
I životinje umiru u agoniji.
Adrenaline all through the animal.
I onda adrenalin ispune njihova
tijela. Filled with all kinds of antibiotics.
I onda ih nakljukaju koje kakvim antibioticima.
Growth hormones.
Onda hormonima, drogama.
Parasites.
Onda životinska tijela imaju parazite u sebi.
Cancers.
Imaju čelije raka u sebi.
All kinds of diseases.
Imaju različite vrste bolesti u sebi.
They crush it all together.
I oni to sve smrve zajedno.
Then they let it rot for some time.
Onda puste da to trume neko vreme.
Then they add all kinds of chemicals to it and make it look. Make it look presentable.
I onda ubace unutra puno različitih kemikalija da to izgleda onako reprezentativno.
Preservatives. Preservatives.
Da očuvaju to jednostavno okupu na neki način.
They fry it in oil.
Onda to ispeku u ulju.
One person worked for company called Burger King.
Jedna osoba živi rad za kompaniju Burger King.
He explained that he was working there. The first thing they do is they fry the potatoes in oil.
I on kaže da prvo isprže krumpire u ulju.
And they do that for to make chips. I guess they call it chips here.
Tako, ne. Mm-hmm. Tako da bi napravili chips.
For days they do it.
I on to radi dalje.
Until the oil turns brown.
I sve dok ulje ne potamni.
And because if they kept on frying the chips in that oil, no one would buy them because they'd be all discolored. They'd be golden, they'd be brown.
Niko ne bi because they fried the chips in the oil.
They stopped frying the chips in the oil because otherwise they'd be discolored.
Yeah. Znači oni onda nakon izvjesnog vremena prestanu da prže čips u ulju jer ljudi bi vidjeli da je čips pretaman i nikoga ne bi kupovao.
So then they start frying the chicken in that oil.
A onda u tom istom ulju počnu da peku
kokoške. Because the chicken looks better when it's brown.
Jer kokoške izgledaju.
And that goes on for weeks.
I onda se to događa tjednima.
Until the oil turns black.
I sve dok ulje da potrni.
And then they start frying the fish in the oil.
Oh my god. I onda počnu da prže ribe u tom ulju.
Because the fish looks better when it's black.
Ribe izgleda bolje kad su crne.
And people think this is... And they pay for it.
I ljudi plaću za to.
This is what they usually use to torture people with. But
I to je obično s čime muče ljude na taj način.
And people actually think that this is great enjoyment.
I ljudi misle to je veliko zadovoljstvo.
And sometimes they even put a leaf of lettuce on it.
Ponekad stave neki list salate na sve to.
To make it look healthy.
Tako da to izgleda zdravo.
And you can imagine people eating such a thing.
Zamislite, ljudi jedu takve stvari.
Week after week.
Tjedan za tjednom.
What kind of suffering they must have?
I kakvu vrstu patnje oni moraju imati?
What kind of living entities are attacking their bodies?
Kakve sve vrste živih bića napadaju njihova tijela?
And then of course this releases all kinds of problems, cancers, heart attack, diabetes.
I naravno, to sve izvor različitih vrsta problema kao što su rak, diabetes,
infarkt.
And then they go to the doctor.
Onda odu kod doktora.
And the doctor gives them pills.
I onda im doktor da pilule.
That take away all the symptoms.
Pilule koje riješe samo simptome bolesti.
So they can go to McDonald's and enjoy.
Onda oni opet odu u McDonald's i uživaju.
They go to McDonald's and then the pills themselves are worse than the disease.
I onda, a sami pilule su gore od bolesti.
Because if there is anything left alive in the body, the pills kill it.
Jer ako je nešto i ostalo živo u tijelu, pilule to ubiju.
They interfere, they themselves are full of all kinds of chemicals.
Znači, pilule su pune kojekakvih vrsta kemikalija.
That disrupt the metabolical system.
I te kemikalije naruše pravilno funkcioniranje metaboličkog sistema.
Generally, there's like, says, this pill is for diabetes.
I onda kažu, ova pilula je za diabetes.
And then they have a whole list of things. It tells you if your teeth turn yellow or green. If your hair falls out, if you feel nauseous, if you vomit constantly, if you have a ring in the ear, if you go blind, please call the doctor.
Kažu, ove pilule su za diabetes i onda ima čitava lista popratnih efekata koji kažu, ako vam zubi potamne, ako izgubite vid, ako vam prestanu raditi bubrezi, ako počnete povraćati i tako dalje, onda odite kod doktora da vas savjetuje.
So he can prescribe another medicine for you to cover those symptoms.
I onda vam preporuča drugu medicinu koja će neutralizirati te simptome.
And if you continue to have symptoms,
i ako nastavite imati te
please
simptome,
call this number.
I onda nazovite ovaj broj.
It's the morgue.
To je mrtvačnica.
make an appointment with them.
Napravite sastanak sa ljudima iz mrtvačnice.
Because you'll soon be his customer.
Jer uskoro ćete biti njihova mušterija.
Therefore, if people simply take prasadam,
znači, ako ljudi jednostavno uzimaju prasadam,
how much suffering they end up.
Koliko patnje oni jednostavno lišavaju samim tim.
Then they actually feel better.
I osjećaju se puno bolje.
They don't have to pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, please end my suffering.
Ne more se moliti Krishna, oh Krishna, molim te, završi moju patnju.
To a large extent, their suffering is ended.
Sorry,
to a large extent, their suffering is diminished.
Znači, njihova patnja je uništena, završena na taj način.
And then actually they want to eat nicer prasadam.
Znači, bakte vole jesti lijepi prasadam.
They cut out all their other activities like intoxication.
I liše se svih ostalih aktivnosti kao što su intoksikacija.
And they may, instead of being intoxicated by smoking or drinking, they get intoxicated chanting Hare Krishna.
I oni koji su nekada nalazili zadovoljstvo u pušenju ili intoksikaciji, sada su intoksicirani pjevanjem Hare Krishna.
Then the next thing is that one has to learn how to tolerate.
I onda sljedeća stvar je da naučimo kako tolerirati.
Because it's not that we've stopped our sinful activities.
Nije da mi zaustavimo svoje grešne aktivnosti.
And that we're actually doing something positive.
Zapravo radimo nešto pozitivno.
That doesn't mean there won't be any reactions from our previous activities.
Znači, ako radimo nešto pozitivno, još uvijek ne znači da neće biti nekih reakcija iz naših prijašnjih aktivnosti.
Still, the senses and mind will become disturbed under different circumstances.
I u određenim okolnostima naša čula i um će biti uznemireni.
We may be chanting our rounds very nicely.
Možemo čariti mantrati naše krugove vama lijepo.
We may be taking prasadam every day.
Možemo jesti prasadam svaki dan.
But if someone steps on our foot, it still hurts.
Ali ako nam stane netko na stopalo, to još uvijek boli.
Because we're still in the body, we still have a material body.
Jer još uvijek imamo materijalno tijelo.
Therefore, one has to learn tolerance.
Zbog toga osoba treba naučiti toleranciju.
Matra sparsha sukandiya shitoshna sukadugada. So Krishna, he says one has to learn tolerance.
I Krishna kaže moramo se naučiti toleranciji.
And those who are ascetics and tapasis, they practice tolerance.
Oni koji su asketici i tapasvi, oni prakticiraju toleranciju.
So what is the ultimate aim of all this?
I koji je konačni cilj svega toga?
That's what Srila Vyasadeva explained in detail.
I to je Srila Vyasadeva objasnio u detalju.
In the Vedas.
U Vedama.
How to give up sinful activity.
Kako odbaciti grešne aktivnosti.
How to be pious and help others.
Kako postati pobožan i pomagati druge.
Giving charity and give knowledge and so many things.
Davati milostinju, dijeliti znanje, toliko mnogo drugih stvari.
How to become tolerant. Avoid all the agitation of the mind because we don't like our circumstances.
Kako tolerirati sve te okolnosti u kojima se nalazimo, te okolnosti koje ne voli našu umu čula.
But what is this all meant for?
I za čemu je sve to namijenjeno?
Vyasadeva was sitting there in the Himalayas.
Šlo Vyasadeva sjedi tamo u Himalajama.
Obviously he wasn't eating meat.
Očigledno da on ne jede meso.
There is no question of illicit sex.
Niti je uključen u grešni seks.
He is far away from Las Vegas.
A on je daleko od Las Vegasa.
We may wonder about intoxication.
Možemo misliti, a šta sa intoksikacijom?
But we can understand, even there were a few plants growing there, he wasn't using them.
Možemo shvatiti da čak i ako uokolo njega rastu nekakve takve biljke, on ih ne koristi.
And he was, there is no question of sinful activities, and he was compiling the Vedas for the benefit of all living entities.
Znači, nema govora da se on uključi, da je on uključen u grešne aktivnosti. I on je, znači, sastavio Vede za korist svih živih
bića. He had the welfare of people in general in mind.
On u svom umu jednostavno ima dobrobit čitavog čovječanstva.
And he was very tolerant.
I veoma je tolerantan.
We don't find that in his hut he had air conditioning.
Mi u njegovoj kolibi ne nalazimo neki air conditioning. Kako se zove?
Would he have central heating.
Ili centralno grijanje.
He didn't have a dishwasher.
On nema mašinu za pranje suđa.
He didn't have, you know, a clothes washer and dryer.
Nema veš mašinu i sušilicu.
No, he was tolerating all the ups and downs, all the different dualities of material life.
Znači, on tolerira sve dualnosti materijalnog života.
But he wasn't satisfied.
Ali nije bio zadovoljan.
Although he was practically situated in Brahman vision.
Iako je praktično bio situiran na nivou Brahmana.
He had no material problems.
Nije imao materijalni problem.
And he had more or less realized that he was the eternal soul.
I manje više on je realizirao da je vječna duša.
But there was no positive happiness or goal.
Ali nije bilo pozitivne sreće i u njegovom cilju.
We may want to get out of material suffering.
So
we may want to get out of material suffering.
Mi možemo željeti da izađemo iz materijalne patnje.
That's the highest material goal.
To je najveći materijalni cilj.
But still it's a material goal.
Ali to je još uvijek materijalni cilj.
And even when we achieve it, we won't be satisfied.
I čak i ako ga dostignemo, nećemo biti zadovoljni.
Because we want positive happiness.
Jer mi želimo pozitivnu sreću.
Not to avoid the negative, but we want something positive.
Ne samo da izbjegavamo negativnost, nego želimo nešto pozitivno.
So that positive happiness begins when we hear about devotional service.
Znači, pozitivna sreća dolazi od toga kada slušamo o predanom služenju.
Just like we ourselves, we may not be Brahman realized.
Mi sami možda nemamo realizaciju Brahmana.
We may not even be completely free from our sinful desires.
Mi možda nismo u potpunosti oslobođeni svojih grešnih želja.
We may not be 100% pious.
Možda nismo 100% pobožni.
We may not be the well-wisher of all living entities 24 hours a day.
I možda nismo dobro namjerici svih živih bića 24 sata dnevno.
We may not be meditating on liberating the world from their problems.
Možda ne meditiramo na to da oslobodimo čitav svijet od problema.
And we may not be very tolerant.
I možda nismo čak ni previše tolerantni.
We couldn't go to the Himalayas.
Ne možemo otići u Himalaje.
Tolerate the dualities.
Da toleriramo dualnosti.
Meditate on Brahman.
Da meditiramo na Brahman.
We think about, you know, if only I could have brought my electric toothbrush.
Mi samo mislimo o tome kako da kupim si električnu četkicu za zube.
Some electricity here, maybe I can get them to send up some electricity. Maybe I can get them to bring up some electrical wires up here.
Možda bi ja mogao koristiti svoju četkicu, električnu četkicu za zube, ako bi uveli instalacije.
I did bring my heater.
Povedeo sam svoj grijalicu, onda onaj ventilator.
I have my thermal sleeping bag.
Onda svoju termo vreću za spavanje.
No, we couldn't just go up there and try to tolerate the dualities.
Znači, mi ne možemo otići samo tako gore u Himalaje i tolerirati dualnost.
But we're satisfied to some extent.
Ali smo zadovoljni u izvjesnoj mjeri.
Because we've heard something.
Da smo čuli nešto.
And therefore we know that there is another existence beyond our present existence.
I znamo da postoji jedno drugačije postojanje iznad ovog našeg postojanja.
We know that after this body is finished, it's not the end of the story.
Mi znamo da kada ovo tijelo je uništeno, to nije kraj priče.
We know that there's another existence after the end of this body.
Mi znamo da postoji drugo postojanje nakon kraja ovog tijela.
And if we strive in the right direction, then eventually we get to the spiritual world where there is unlimited happiness forever.
I ako se vozimo u pravom smjeru, mi znamo da ćemo na kraju doći u duhovni svijet gdje je neograničena sreća.
So we know that in spite of whatever problems we might be currently undergoing, if we take to the process, eventually we'll get to a higher goal.
Mi znamo da uprkos svim problemima koje skroz sada prolazimo, ako uzmemo pravilno znanje, doći ćemo do konačnog cilja.
But Vyasadeva didn't explain that.
Ali Šila Vyasadeva to nije objasnio.
Therefore he was in anxiety.
I zato je bio u tjeskobi.
You get so many accomplishments, but what you've achieved at the end, nothing.
Toliko toga je napravio, ali šta je postigao na kraju? Ništa.
So if he was unsatisfied, what did speak of the people who read his books?
Znači, on nije bio zadovoljan, a šta da govorimo o ljudima koji su čitali njegove knjige?
Many of them probably want their money back.
Vjerovatno su htjeli svoje novce natrag.
But it was just too far for them to travel to get to
find it. predaleko za njih da putuju tamo u Himalaje da ga nađu, da uzme pare natrag.
Therefore, above all this tolerance and austerity and pious activities and regulating impious activities.
Znači, iznad svih tih tolerancije, regulacija, pobožnog života, strogosti.
It's just to hear about Krishna. Just to hear about Krishna.
Samo da čujemo o Krishni.
Just to hear about transcendental knowledge.
Samo da bi čuli o transcendentalnom znanju.
Jnani priya samanupasana mante eva jivanti sammukaritam bhavadiya bharata. First of all, jnani priyasa udapasta. So this speculation we have to put aside.
Znači svoju spekulaciju trebamo staviti po strani.
The whole idea of giving up sinful activities and performing pious activities and learning tolerance is to train us so that eventually we can just put all our speculations aside.
Čitava ideja iza prestanka grešnih aktivnosti, uzimanje pozitivnih pobožnih aktivnosti je da istreniramo svoj um, da stavimo špekulaciju po strani.
Because we perform sinful activities, we think that will satisfy us.
Jer ako vršimo grešne aktivnosti, mi mislimo to će donesti zadovoljstvo.
So we speculate which kind of sinful activity I want to perform.
I onda špekuliramo koju grešnu aktivnost sad želim da napravim.
But we don't get satisfaction by doing it.
Ali ne dobivamo zadovoljstvo od toga.
Then we think what kind of pious activity I perform.
I onda mislimo koju vrstu pobožne aktivnosti.
Do I want mystic powers? Do I want to go to the heavenly planets?
Da li ja želim mistične moći ili želim da odem na rajske planete?
Do I want wealth and fame and fortune?
Da li želim bogatstvo, slavu?
But because it's all external to the self, therefore it's all unsatisfied.
Ali zato što to sve izvanjski našem pravom jastvu, to je ono što nam ne donosi zadovoljstvo.
Then we think, should I just tolerate all these desires?
I onda možemo reći, ajde toleriram sve svoje želje.
So that's jnana priyasa. Learning to put aside all the speculation.
Znači, trebamo naučiti da stavimo po strani sve svoje spekulacije.
Just learning to be tolerant.
I da naučimo biti tolerantni.
Don't listen to the mind.
Ne slušajte um.
It's just wasting our time.
To je samo gubljenje vremena.
And then, namandeva, then become submissive.
I onda postanemo potčinjeni.
After all, we're thinking that my body, my mind, my intelligence, my family, my society, my country, they'll all protect me.
Jer obično ljudi misle moj um, moje tijelo, moja inteligencija, moje društvo, moja država, moja obitelj, sve će me to zaštititi.
Therefore we think we're very, somehow or another, we don't listen to people because we think that I have my ideas how to become happy and protected. And therefore, why should I surrender to anyone?
Mi obično ne slušamo druge ljude, zato što mislimo, ja imam svoju ideju kako ću biti zaštićen i sretan, i što mi, zašto da slušam druge?
But we have to become submissive to the right source.
Ali, ako postanemo potčinjeni, da kažem, ponizni prema određenom izvoru,
when we see that all this body is not going to protect me,
izvoru znanja. Ako vidimo da sva ta različita tijela me ne mogu zaštititi,
my family can't protect me,
moja obitelj ne može da me zaštiti,
my so-called intelligence can't protect me,
moja takozvana inteligencija me ne može zaštiti,
because I'm going to die.
I onda ću konačno umreti.
The body will die at least.
A zapravo umreti će tijelo.
No one can help it.
I nikomu ne može pomoći.
No one can protect it from growing old.
Niko ne može tijelu pomoći da ne ostari.
No one can protect it from ultimately being diseased.
Nikomu ne može pomoći da se ne razboli.
And I have something, I'll be somewhere after this body finishes.
I ja idem negdje dalje kada ovo tijelo postane.
Therefore I have to surrender to someone.
I moram se predati nekome.
Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. So I should surrender to the words coming from persons who are self-realized.
I predat ću se riječima osobe koja je postala samospoznata.
I should surrender to the words coming from the simple succession.
Predat ću se riječima koje dolaze od učeničkog nasljeđa.
They tell me how to take shelter of Krishna.
I oni govore kako uzeti Krišnino utočište.
That Krishna is actually the source of all happiness and illumination.
Krišna je zapravo izvor sve sreće i prosvjetljenosti.
And then if I hear that submissively,
i kad to ponizno čujem,
then I can stane stita. In any circumstance, I can take shelter of Krishna.
I onda ću svim okolnostima moći uzeti Krishna.
There's no time or place or circumstance where I can take shelter of Krishna.
Neće biti vremena, mjesta i okolnosti kada neću moći uzeti Krishna.
But I have to learn the process of taking shelter of Krishna.
Al treba naučiti proces uzimanja utočišta gospodina Krishna.
To put aside my material conceptions of life.
Trebam staviti po strani sve svoje materijalne koncepcije života.
While I do that, I utilize my body, my mind, words, and Krishna's service.
I dok to činim, ja koristim svoje tijelo, riječi, um, inteligenciju, Krishna u službi.
Then the result is that we actually learn something about Krishna.
I rezultat toga je da naučimo nešto o Krishna.
So we can actually see things in relation to Krishna.
Tako da možemo vidjeti sve stvari povezane sa Krishnom.
Now that this is my world, or it could be, I have so many things in this world.
A ne da mislimo ovo je moj svijet. Ja imam toliko puno stvari u ovom svijetu.
I have my life and Krishna has his life.
Ja imam svoj život, Krishna ima svoj život.
I do a little something for Krishna a certain number of hours a day.
Ja radim nešto za Krishna određeni broj sati dnevno.
And then the rest of the day is mine.
I onda ostatak dana je moj.
No one has to see Krishna's, everything is Krishna's energy.
Yes, trebamo se naučiti da vidimo sve kao Krishnino energiju.
Everything is meant for Krishna's service.
Sve namijenjeno za Krishninu službu.
And Krishna is really my good friend, my best friend.
I Krishna je zaista moj najbolji prijatelj.
He's not simply interested in taking everything from me.
On nije zainteresiran za to da oduzme sve od
mene. He just wants to take our illusions away.
On jedino od mene želi uzeti moju iluziju.
So when we accept that, then we actually can think about Krishna.
I kada prihvatimo to sve, onda možemo misliti o Krishna.
If we can't accept that, then our thinking about Krishna is very superficial.
Jel ako to ne prihvatimo, mi ne možemo o Krishna, onda o Krishna možemo misliti samo površno.
Yes, we think Krishna is a very nice idea.
He is very nice.
Nice idea.
Aha. Krishna je veoma dobra ideja.
Yes, it's nice, there's a spiritual world, and there's cows, and there's ponds full of lotus flowers.
To je jako lijepa ideja da postoji neki Krishna u duhovnom svijetu, koji je tako lijep i u kojemu postoje jezera sa lotosovim svjetovima, ima krava.
But down here we have a practical world.
Ali ovdje dolje mi imamo praktični svijet.
I gotta make a living.
I ja trebam živjeti u tom svijetu.
I have to survive.
Trebam da radim, trebam da preživim.
Being Krishna conscious is very difficult.
I biti Krishna, svjestan Krishna je veoma teško.
It interferes with all my plans.
Jer to se upliče u sve moje planove.
Therefore I go to the temple and I pray to Krishna.
I onda ja odem u hram i molim se Krishna.
Krishna, I have this problem.
Krishna, imam ovaj problem.
I have this problem.
Imam i ovaj problem.
If you're God,
i ti, ako si Bog,
please help.
Molim te, pomozi.
And then outside the temple we have a different life.
Ali izvan templa imam drugačiju vrstu života.
Fighting with the material energy.
Borimo se s materijalnom energijom.
And using all our allies to help do it.
I koristimo sve svoje saveznike da nam pomogu.
Whatever it takes to fight the illusory energy.
I što god je neophodno da se borimo protiv iluzorne energije.
No one has to become conscious that everything actually is Krishna's.
Ne. Trebamo biti svjesni zapravo da sve pripada Krishna.
And that if we're not conscious, then Krishna's illusory energy puts us into the bodily mental conception of life.
Jer ako toga nismo svjesni, onda Krishna je iluzorna energija nas ubaci u materijalnu i mentalnu koncepciju života.
And anyone who's in the bodily and mental conception of life, they have to suffer.
I svako ko je u tjelesnoj i mentalnoj koncepciji života treba da ispašta i u tjeskobi.
We may theoretically understand for one moment, I'm not my body, I'm a soul.
Mi za trenutak teorijski možemo shvatiti, ja nisam tijelo, ja sam duša.
But as soon as we forget that,
čim to zaboravimo,
soon as we identify with this body,
čim se identificiramo sa tijelom,
it's simply an ocean of anxiety.
Onda se nađemo u oceanu tjeskobe.
On every level.
Na svakom nivou.
Even the basic level, what am I going to eat today?
Čak i na suštinskom nivou, što ću jesti,
where am I going to sleep?
Gdje ću spavati?
They love me or they don't love me.
Da li me vole ili me ne vole?
My prestige.
Moj prestiž.
My honor.
Moja čast.
My distinction.
Moja uzvišenost.
So many different problems. So many ocean of problems.
Nađemo se u oceanu problema.
It's like having an peeling an onion.
To je kao kad, na primjer, gulimo luk, crveni luk.
You peel the onion, what do you got? You simply got another onion.
Kad ogulimo jedan sloj luka, što dobijemo? Drugi sloj luka.
Or trying to wash coal.
Ili kad pokušamo oprati ugalj.
Anyone in the Bali concept of life is trying to wash coal. Ali
ugalj, čumur. Kao kad peremo čumur, crno je, non stop.
Anyone in the Bali concept of life is trying to wash coal.
Svako u tjelesnom koncepciji života pokušava prati ugalj.
You may think, well, here is some coal, it's very dirty.
Možemo misliti, ovdje na uglju ima puno piljavštine.
I have very nice soap.
Imam jako dobar
soap. Let me wash it and clean it.
Sad ću ja oprati taj ugalj.
But it doesn't matter how much you wash the coal, it's still going to be dirty.
Bez obzira koliko god čistili i prali ugalj, on će uvijek biti crni prljav.
So how, no matter how much we try to take shelter of the material concept of life, we're still wind up in the same position.
Koliko god mi uzeli utočište materijalne koncepcije života, uvijek ćemo ostati na istoj poziciji.
But with Krishna, without Krishna, anyone on the material concept of life is going to suffer.
S Krishnom ili bez Krishna, svaku materijalnu koncepciju života će patiti.
Therefore, one has to put aside all the speculation.
I zato trebamo po strani ostaviti sve svoje spekulacije.
And actually accept everything here as Krishna's energy.
I prihvatiti sve kao Krishninu energiju.
And it's meant for his service.
Koje je namijenjeno za njegovu službu.
And then when we find out what Krishna wants us to do with his energy.
I onda ćemo shvatiti što Krishna želi da mi učinimo s tom njegovom energijom.
And utilize it in his service.
I onda ćemo to spoznati u svojoj službi.
Then gradually we can actually meditate upon Krishna in trance.
I na taj način postupno možemo meditirati na Krishnu u transu.
And if we meditate upon Krishna in trance, then we discover that there's an ocean of unlimited happiness.
I ako meditiramo na Krishnu transu, otkrićemo da postoji čitav jedan ocean neograničene sreće.
There is nothing but happiness and illumination in Krishna's activities.
U Krishnim aktivnostima nema ništa drugo osim prosvjetljenja i sreće.
And outside of Krishna's activities, whether we see things in relation to Krishna in this world.
Outside of Krishna's
activities. Whether we see things in this world in relation to Krishna.
Da li mi vidimo stvari u ovom svijetu povezane sa Krishnom?
Because this world is also one of Krishna's pastimes.
Jer i ovaj svijet je isto jedno od Krishna's zabava.
This pastime is pastime of liberating the conditioned souls from illusion.
Ova zabava oslobađa uvjetovanu dušu od iluzije.
Through sacrifice. And this age is the Sankirtan Yaga, which is the sacrifice.
U ovom dobu Sankirtan Yaga je propisano žrtvovanje.
This world is simply the utilizing of Krishna's energies and the sacrifice.
Znači mi koristimo u ovom svijetu Krishnu energiju za žrtvu poniženu njemu.
That's Krishna's pastime in this world.
I to je Krishna zabava u ovom svijetu.
And the spiritual world is just unlimited love and bliss.
U duhovnom svijetu je neograničena ljubav i blaženstvo.
When it's actually completely focused on the object of sacrifice, Krishna.
Kad se usredsredimo na objekt zadovoljstva, to je Krishna.
And love and devotion arises.
Gdje ljubav i devocija rastu.
And there is just an ocean of happiness.
I to je jednostavno ocean sreće i ljubavi.
Therefore, we have to go, Krishna says, Triguna Vishaya Veda, nice Triguna Bhavarjana, Evanva Nityasatvasto Nir Yoga Shema Atmavan. The Vedas deal with the three modes.
Vede obrađuju temu tri gune materijalne prirode.
Rise above these three modes of Arjuna.
Uzdigni se iznad tri gune materijalne prirode, o Arjuna.
Be transcendental to all of them.
Postani transcendentalno prema njima.
And be free from all dualities of gain and safety.
I oslobodi se od svih dualnosti dobitka i sigurnosti.
And be established in the self.
I budi utemeljen u jasno.
So if we take to this process of hearing. regularly.
Znači mi uzmemo taj pristupamo procesu redovnog slušanja.
Utilize it to actually develop a vision of how everything belongs to Krishna.
Razvijemo spoznaju i viziju kako sve pripada Krishni.
Give up our attachment, whatever remaining attachment there is for sinful or pious activities.
Trebamo napustiti sve preostale vezanosti za naše grešne i pobožne aktivnosti.
Tolerant, patiently listen.
Trebamo biti tolerantni, strpljivo slušati.
And accept reality.
I prihvatiti realnost.
Then Krishna consciousness will become a reality to us.
I onda će za nas svjesnost Krishne postati realnost.
Yadate moha kalilam buddhivyavatishate tathagantasi nirvedam shotasyasya shutasya cha. When Krishna says, when you pass out of this dense forest of illusion to Arjuna,
Krishna kaže, o Arjuna, kad izađeš iz guste vatre iluzije,
yadate moha kalilam buddhivyavatishate, when your intelligence has become established in the reality,
tada kada tvoja inteligencija postane uspostavljena, utemeljena u realnosti,
kada when you can actually see beyond the allurements of the Vedas,
i kada možeš videti beyond
the allurements, things that are alluring you to attract you,
kada možeš videti izvan svih zamki koje ti predstavljaju Vede,
then you'll become indifferent to all that you've heard and all that you will hear.
Onda ćeš postati indiferentan prema svemu što čuješ i što ćeš čuti.
And all this allurement of going to the heavenly planets and getting wealth and fame.
I onda sve te privlačnosti rajskih planeta, želja za bogatstvom i slavom.
When it's actually in Krishna consciousness, it seems rather just like an hallucination.
Znači, ako neko nije u svjesnosti Krishna, je takva osoba kao da halucinira.
For one who's conscious of Krishna, everything else seems quite insignificant.
Ali kada je neko svjestan Krishna, sve ostalo izgleda beznačajno.
And one who's conscious of everything but Krishna, Krishna seems insignificant.
Ali kada je neko svjestan svega osim Krishna, onda za takvu osobu Krishna je beznačajan.
Everyone will criticize the devotee.
Svako će kritizirati bhakta.
And if they're not criticizing us, it's probably because we're not devotees.
Jer ako nas ne kritiziraju, onda to je vjerovatno zato što i nismo bhakta.
If we're actually devotees, people would criticize.
Oni koji su stvarno bhakte, oni će biti kritizirani.
Why are these people, they're not after money?
Zašto ovi ljudi ne žude za novcem?
Why are they not trying to become famous?
Zašto ne pokušavaju biti slavni?
And the Vedantas say, well, they're not speculating about going to heaven or attaining Brahman realization.
I kao što je u Vedama opisano, oni ne špekuliraju o odlasku na rajske planete i ne žele ulazak u Brahman.
All they do is chant Hare Krishna.
Jedino što rade je mantra Hare Krishna.
So the fact that people don't criticize us enough, it means that we're not doing our service.
Znači, ako nas ljudi nedovoljno kritiziraju, to ukazuje na to da mi nedovoljno radimo svoju službu.
So, Bala. Titania?
Question?
You spoke about karma, and although we chant and hear and have some satisfaction from chanting and hearing, still we are going to have effects of our karma. So I was just wondering what things fall into prarabdha karma category. And as Srila Prabhupada said, if we chant and clap, certain things can change in our karma. Can
certain
things from our
prarabdha karma
change
even
chanting, or is that something that we have to do? And I also have another question.
Well, let's try the first one.
Možete
prevesti
ovo pitanje.
Mladrađe govorio da mi možemo mantrati i slušati duhovne teme i onda dobiti zadovoljstvo od mantranja i slušanja tih tema, ali ipak nećemo izbjeći posljedice naše karme. Mene ne znači kako je stvari spadaju u kategoriju prarabdha karme. I ako što Prabhupada rekao da mantranjem i pjesmanjem mi mijenjamo nešto u svojoj karmi, da li se te stvari koje padaju u kategoriju prarabdha karme mogu promijeniti ili ipak je to nešto što moramo proći u svom životu?
Yes, that's possible. Something may change.
Da, to je moguće da se to može dogoditi, takva promjena.
Da, sad.
Da, u konačno to ovisi o Krišni.
Still this body dies anyway.
Ipak ovo tijelo mora umreti na bilo koji način.
It may die a little later.
Može umreti malo kasnije.
Might even die a little earlier.
Ili malo ranije.
It's not that it's... We say, oh Krishna, please change my karma.
Mi ne možemo, mi, nije to da mi kažemo Krišni, o, molim te, promijeni moju karmu.
But we look at the Pandavas.
A pogledajmo Pandave sam.
Maybe they had, they were all Indras in their previous lifetime.
Možda su oni svi bili Indre u prošlom životu.
Quite pious persons.
Veoma pobožne osobe.
In this lifetime, Krishna changed their karma.
I u ovom životu je Krishna promijenio njihovu karmu. He fed
Bhima poison.
Bhima je bio otrovan.
He put them in a house, set it on fire.
Stavio ih u kuću od zapaljivog laka.
They escaped into the forest.
Pobjegli su u šumu.
He sent the man-eater to eat them.
Poslao im je ljudoždere da ih jedu.
They killed the man-eater.
I onda su pandave
ubili ljudoždere.
Sorry,
they tried to strip their wife naked.
Aha. Pokušavali su svući njihovu ženu golu.
They lost the kingdom.
Izgubili su svoje kraljevstvo.
They were sent into the forest.
Bili su izgnani u šumu.
They fought on the battlefield.
Borili su se na bojnom polju.
People were throwing brahmastras at them.
Ljudi su na njih bacali brahmastre.
So Krishna changed their karma.
Krishna promijenio njihovu karmu.
It may not be the way we desire.
Možda to nije način na koji mi žrtvi željkujemo.
You look at Pariksit Maharaj.
Pogledajte Pariksit Maharaj.
The emperor of the world.
Bio je kralj čitavog svijeta.
Krishna changed his karma.
Krishna promijenio njegovu karmu.
And he wound up losing everything.
I onda je završio tako što je izgubio sve.
His life.
Čak i svoj život izgubio.
So is that what you were thinking about?
Da li je to ono čemu mi razmišljamo?
I'm just interested. What things are specifically prarabdha karma in everyone's life? The longevity of life.
Well, we, as soon as we have this body.
Sve dok mi imamo ovo tijelo.
So that's the manifested karma we have.
I onda će se u nama manifestirati.
Maybe before we were chanting Hare Krishna, we were in vegetarians, we were taking intoxication.
Možda prije nego što smo počeli mantrati Hare Krishna, smo bili vegetarijanac koji se intoksicira.
So now that we're chanting Hare Krishna, we have the spiritual strength to avoid those things.
Tako mantrajući Hare Krishna mi dobivamo duhovnu moć da izbjegavamo sve te stvari.
But that doesn't mean as soon as we chant Hare Krishna we have perfect digestion.
Ali to ne znači da samim tim što mi mantramo Hare Krishna da imamo savršen
proces. Perfect assimilation and elimination.
I da imamo savršen proces usvajanja stvari i prosvjetljenost u umu.
Our lungs became super strong.
Naša pluća postaju super jaka.
Still, we have this machine.
Mi imamo ovu mašinu.
It's not that you're getting into, you know, say you had a car from 1952.
Recimo da imate auto iz 52. godine.
And you became a devotee.
I postavite.
And now you're utilizing the car in Krishna's service.
I onda koristite svoje auto Krishna's službi.
So maybe you become a little bit more conscientious.
Možda postanete malo više savjesni.
So you know, now you know you should change the oil every so many miles.
I onda mijenjate redovno ulje nakon izvjesne kilometraže.
And you're cleaning the car.
I čistite auto.
But that doesn't mean the car is going to work perfectly now.
No, to ne znači da će auto funkcionirati savršeno.
Although we consider the car spiritual because it's been used in Krishna's service.
Iako mi taj auto smatramo duhovnim jer ga koristimo u Krishna službi.
Sometimes it makes strange noises.
I ponekad pravi malo čudne zvukove radi.
Still doesn't go as fast as we want it.
Ili ne ide baš toliko brzo kao što bi mi htjeli.
And the tires still get flat sometimes.
I ponekad se gume probuše.
Even though it's spiritual.
Iako je auto duhovan.
Yeah. So,
anything else?
Yeah. I have a second question, if I may.
Yeah.
What is the difference, or is there any the same? What is the difference between recognition and praise? And if we want to be recognized, just not glorified, but recognized for a serves them? Is that actually subtly wanting to be praised?
Može, prevesti
da. Koja je razlika između priznanja i hvaljenja i da li uopšte postoji razlika ili to zapravo jedna ista stvar? Ako, na primjer, želimo da dobijemo priznanje za službu koju smo učinili, ne da nas neko hvalio, čisto da prizna da smo nešto uradili, da li to zapravo znači da to subtilni oblik naše želje da dobijemo hvalu?
Yeah, of course.
If we feel good when someone praises this, what we're doing,
and
we feel bad when someone's not, when someone's criticizing what we're doing,
means that we're in Maya.
Means that we're in Maya.
We're in illusion. Because
we're not the doer.
We're
not the body.
If
you had a puppet.
Ako imamo lutku,
you know, a puppet of say Ramachandra.
Recimo lutku Ramachandra.
And everyone's praising the puppet.
I svako hvali lutku.
What a beautiful puppet.
Oh, kakva divna lutka.
Speaks so nicely.
Tako lijepo govori.
And then you, in your other hand, you had a puppet of Ravana.
I drugo ruci imate lutku Ravane.
And people are criticizing.
I ljudi kritiziraju drugu lutku.
How would you feel? You know, good for Ram and bad for Ram.
Kak se osjećate kad je dobro zbog Ram i loše zbog Ram?
We wouldn't identify with either one of them.
Jer mi se ne identificiramo ni sa jednim ni sa drugom.
So this body is not us.
A ovo tijelo nismo mi.
Nor is the mind or our conception of life. It's not us.
Niti je ovo tijelo, niti naša koncepcija.
It's simply the machine that we're in.
To je samo stroj u kojem se nalazimo.
Of course, therefore we shouldn't feel good or bad if someone praises us or if someone criticizes us, because it's not us.
Znači, ne bi se trebali osjećati dobro ili loše kada se neko kudi ili hvali, zato što to nismo mi.
They don't know who we are.
Mi, oni ne znaju ko smo mi.
And we don't know who we are either.
Ni mi sami ne znamo ko smo.
But Krishna knows.
Ali Krishna zna.
Therefore, if we do something to please Krishna and he pleases, that's important.
I mi činimo stvari da zadovoljimo Krishnu. Kada je on zadovoljan, to je
and
važno.
He recognizes us, that's important.
Kada nas on prepoznaje, onda je to bitno.
But Krishna knows sometimes we have to be encouraged.
Ali Krishna zna da nam ponekad potrebno ohrabrenje.
But Krishna also knows sometimes we have to be discouraged.
A ponekad Krishna zna da nam je potrebno obeshrabrenje.
So our best encouragement is from the devotees.
Naše najbolje ohrabrenje dolazi od bhakta.
And if you have to get your dose of discouragement, then go out and distribute books.
Ako nam treba doza obeshrabrenja, trebamo izaći van malo i dijeliti knjige.
Then you'll get your full dose of discouragement.
Onda ćemo dobiti punu dozu obeshrabrenja.
What's that? Yeah, you won't have to worry about the devotees trying to discourage you.
Kaže, ne morate brinuti o tome da će vas i bhakta obeshrabiti.
Krishna will give you your full quota.
Krishna će nam i kroz njih dati dobro, jako dobro dozu potpuno.
Because we need a little discouragement for our false ego.
Nama je potrebno malo obeshrabrenja zbog lažnog ja.
Otherwise it tends to grow.
Jer inače naš lažni ego ima tendenciju da raste.
Then we want a bigger pot to put our false ego.
I onda nam treba malo veći lonac da strpamo
svoje. My false ego has outgrown this little pot of it.
I onda kad lažni ego prerasta,
I need a bigger service for a bigger ego.
Onda nam treba mi veća služba za veći ego.
I need everyone to water me, praise and adoration.
Treba ljudi da me zalijevaju malo, da me zalijevaju svojim pohvalama i tako.
So my false ego can grow more and more.
Tako da moj lažni ego možda se ekspandira više i više.
And guard it all around against criticism.
I da ga zaštitimo od svog kriticizma.
Anything else?
Još nešto.
I više rekao da je potrebna vizija, da je potrebna duhovna vizija. Smo pričali o asceza, da nešto kažu, to, na šta je mislio kad se kaže duhovna vizija nam treba, kad imamo matralo svijetu, nam treba duhovna vizija da bi uspjeli.
Yesterday you mentioned that we need, in order to succeed, that we need spiritual vision. What did you mean? What did you mean by spiritual vision?
Did you want to translate that? hearing. Ukramantam sitin bhavi unjana bhagananvita vimuronana pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish cannot understand how the living entity quits his body.
Budalasti ne mogu shvatiti kako živo biće napušta svoje tijelo.
Or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of nature.
Ili kako tijelo uživa pod magijom prirode.
But those desires are trained with knowledge.
Ali oni koji su trenirani u znanju,
can see all this clearly.
Sve to mogu vidjeti jasno.
Kshetra kshetra jnanam. Kshetra kshetrayam evam antara jnana chakshusha bhuta prakriti moksham cha ye vidur yantite param. That one can see the difference between the bodies and the owners of the body.
Osoba može vidjeti razliku između tijela i vlasnika tijela.
We can understand the process of liberation from material entanglement.
Može shvatiti proces oslobođenja od materijalne neupetljenosti.
He attains to the supreme destination.
I takva osoba dostiže uzvišenu odredište.
Well, there are so many different knowledges we have to develop.
Trebamo razviti toliko mnogo različitih vrsta znanja.
Knowledge of the three modes.
Znanje o tri oblike materijalne prirode.
Knowledge of the process of knowledge.
Znanje o procesu znanja.
Amari dvama, dambi dvama, hinsa, shanti, arjava. But ultimately Krishna says that vidya vinaya sampane brahmani gavi hastini shuni chaiva svapaike cha pandita samadarshana. Then a learned, the humble sages by virtue of true knowledge
ponizni mudrac uz pomoć pravog znanja
see with an equal vision
jednakom vizijom vidi
the learned and gentle Brahman,
učenog Brahman,
the cow,
kravu,
the elephant,
slona,
the dog,
psa,
and the dog eater,
i psojeca.
Those who establish in sameness and equanimity,
oni koji su uravnoteženi,
they're flawless like Brahman.
Oni su bezgrešni kao
Brahman. Thus they've already attained Brahman.
I zato i dostižu Brahman.
One who is not disturbed when he attains something pleasant.
Oni nisu uznemireni kada im se kaže nešto
zadovoljavajuće.
Niti su uznemireni kada im se kaže nešto nezadovoljavajuće. Oni su nezbunjeni.
And knows the science of God.
Oni znaju nauku o Bogu.
Situated in transcendence.
I situirani su u transcendenciji.
Such a person is always in trance.
Takva osoba je uvijek u transu.
Enjoying the pleasure from within.
I uživa zadovoljstva iznutra.
In this way the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness.
Na taj način samospoznata duša uživa neograničenu sreću.
Because he concentrates on the supreme.
Jer se koncentrira na uzvišenog.
Yes.
Da li je potrebno, znam kako to da kažem, često se kaže mi smo uslovljena živa bića. Često se govori da smo mi uslovljena živa bića. Mm. Ja da sam uslovljena, ne mi.
Often we say that we are conditioned soul, that I am conditioned soul.
To izgleda kao da nisam duhovna duša. Jednog ugla.
It sounds that from one point of view that I'm not a spirit soul.
Ja treba se pročistim.
So I have to purify myself. So, kako da?
Da se pročistim. I onda ću biti duhovna duša.
When I purify myself, then I will become a spirit soul.
Okay.
Recimo, jednom sam radio eksperimente.
Once I conducted some experiments.
Sa sobom i sa baktama.
With myself and with other devotees.
Da smo mi duhovna bića u stvari.
That we are actually spirit souls.
I dobio sam rat.
And I won the war.
Bitka je nastala.
There was a battle.
Da li razumije sa drugim reči?
Do you understand what he wants to say?
No!
Bhaktivinoda sam je rekao da treba da se pretvaramo kao da smo
That we have to that we should pretend that we are spiritual beings, that we are not contaminated.
That's really valor that comment.
Can you comment on that?
I don't know. We're certainly bewildered by illusion.
Who's bewildered?
We all be. Anyone who identifies themselves with their body is bewildered.
Svi koji se identificiraju sa tijelom su zbunjeni iluzijom.
It's not that, you know, we're the person who's identifying himself with illusion is a soul.
Osoba koja se identificira sa iluzijom je još uvijek duša.
But what he lacks is real knowledge.
Ali toj duši nedostaje pravo znanje.
He's covered by ignorance.
Jer je prekriveno neznanje.
But he needs his real awareness, real knowledge.
I takvoj osobi i takvoj duši treba duhovna svjesnost.
Then all his problems are solved.
I onda će svi problemi biti riješeni.
Yes.
If
yeah, one more question.
Sorry, I was not here.
No, there's two quick reasons. One of them is that Balaram was not on the side of Duryodhana.
Balaram nije bio na Duryodhaninoj strani.
Otherwise, Balaram wouldn't have almost thrown Duryodhana and the city of Hastinapur into the Ganges.
Jer u tom slučaju Balaram ne bi skoro potopio Duryodhanu zajedno sa Hastinapurom u Gangi.
When Duryodhana and the other members of the Kuru dynasty criticized Krishna and the Yadavas, Balaram was going to throw the whole city into the Ganges.
Kad su Duryodhana i ostali Kaurave kritizirali Krishna, Balaram je bio spreman da potopi čitav Hastinapur u Gangi.
We can't say Balaram was on the side of Duryodhana.
Ne možemo reći da je Balaram bio na strani Duryodhana.
On the other hand, it's part of Krishna's pastimes.
A s druge strane, opet to je dio Krishna's
zabava. So many things go on Krishna's pastimes which are extraordinary.
Toliko mnogo se odvija u Krishna's zabavama koje su nevjerovatne.
Just to make them more interesting.
Tako da bi ih napravio interesantnijim.
But we don't find Balaram physically especially taking up the side of Duryodhana.
Ali ne vidimo bar fizički nikakav primjer da je Balaram uzeo Duryodhaninu stranu.
When Duryodhana was fighting against Bhima, Balaram didn't interfere. He just gave them both good advice.
Kad se Duryodhana tukao sa Bhimom, Balaram se nije miješao, on je jednom i drugom davao savjete.
He was rather neutral.
Sorry.
He was rather neutral.
He was bio neutralan.
When Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra,
kad je Arjuna kidnapirao Subhadru,
and Krishna convinced Balaram that Subhadra liked Arjuna,
i kada je Krishna uvjerio Balarama da Subhadra zapravo voli Arjuna,
then Balaram forgot about the fact that he had promised Subhadra to Duryodhana.
I onda je Balaram jednostavno zaboravio na to da je Subhadra obećao Duryodhana.
Still he gave Arjuna big dowry.
Ipak je Arjuni dao veliki miraz.
So Balaram wasn't. We can't really say he was on the side of Duryodhana.
Tako ne možemo reći da je on bio na strani
Duryodhana. Although he favored him in some ways.
Iako je na neki način bio naklonjen.
Just to make the pastime a little more interesting.
Tako da bi malo začinio tu zabavu i na
to. Everyone was on Arjuna's side, poor Duryodhana.
Svi su bili na Arjuninoj strani, jadni Duryodhana.
Wouldn't be much of a pastime.
Jer kako bi to bila zabava kad bi to samo tako bilo. Da su svi bili na Arjunoj strani, a niko na Duryodhana.
Make it a little more exciting. Make it more exciting.
Tako da je ovo, na taj način situacija postala malo, kako bi to exciting.
Balaram knows everything.
Balaram zna sve.
But still, he allowed himself to be carried by Pralambasura.
Ali on zna sve, ali ipak je dozvolio da ga Pralambasura odnese.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been that pastime.
Jer inače ne bi bilo te zabave.
If Pralambasura comes into the Krishna and the Kaur boys are playing, Pralambasura appears.
Zamislite, Pralambasura se pojavlja na mjestu gdje se Krishna i dječaci igraju.
As soon as he appears, Balaram goes over and kills him.
I čim se on pojavi, priđemo Balaram i je kubio. Kraj zabave.
How come Duryodhana went to
It was Dushasan who tried to destroy.
Dushasan,
he
did it.
Yes, but he was killed in the battle of Kurukshetra as a warrior.
Duryodhana je bio ubijen na polju Kurukshetre kao ratnik.
And those who were killed fighting for religious principles.
I oni koji su ubijeni boreći se za religiozne principe.
They go to heaven.
Oni odlaze na raj s te planete.
How was he fighting for religious principles? He wanted to hold the kingdom for himself, and that was Pandava's kingdom.
Because he was the king. He was acting as the king.
Da, kako to da se on borio za
religiju? And he was ruling the kingdom according to religious principles.
Znači, on je bio kralj. I
the only thing was he wasn't Krishna conscious.
Htio upravljati svojim kraljevstvom kroz religiozne principe, iako nije bio svjestan Krishna.
I mean, going to the heavenly planet is not such a big, is not such a great opportunity.
Znači, odlazak na rajske planete nije neka velika prilika.
Because after all, you have to die there also.
Jer tamo isto treba i umreti.
It's not like the perfection of life to go to the heavenly planet.
To nije da to neograničeni život.
But if you're pious, if you did something pious, you might go there for a little while.
Ako neko učini nešto pobožno, ode tamo na neko kratko vrijeme.
King Riga, he became, first became a lizard.
Kralj Riga je prvo postao gušter.
Then he went to the heavenly planets.
I onda je otišao na rajske planete.
So he also had to suffer his sinful activities.
I ali on je također trebao da ispašta svoje grešne.
No, don't worry, Duryodhana. He had to get the reactions for his sinful activities.
Ne brini se, Duryodhana je dobio reakcije za svoje grešne aktivnosti.
I think we'll stop.
Okay.
Thank you. Rantharosh, Madhvagatam, Kijaj, Prabhupada, Kijaj.